Hi, friends, and welcome to the fifth episode of the What's New podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea, and here is my co-host, my sister,
Sonia. Here I am, back again.
Back again.
Guess who's back? Back again. Me. Hi. Hi, hello. Everyone.
Hi.
It's time to begin.
Oh, also, before we start, I have something about the Google Classroom. It's at 1.5, which was how it was, like, a month ago. So that's good. So don't do that, like we said in, like, the second episode.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Okay.
Vote one star for it unless you actually have a problem with it.
Okay.
Yay! Okay. So, holidays.
Holidays. Okay. Our first holiday is National Corn on the Cob Day.
Do you like 11th?
June 11th
today.
If National Corn on the Cob Day. I love corn on the cob. It's really good. Do you like that?
No, I don't like corn on the cob.
Okay.
She just made the most disappointed face at me, like duck lips, like.
Okay. Next holiday.
I just felt that.
I love corn on the cob.
Also, June 11th today is King Kamehameha Day, which is pretty big in Hawaii, because it's celebrating one of their most revered leaders. And yeah, that's that. It's must be pretty fun, because, like, I looked at a picture of the guy, he seemed kind of, or like a statue, and he seemed cool, like chill.
Okay, my next holiday, June 12th, tomorrow, is National Philippines Independence Day. And that was when the first time that the Philippines flag was unfurled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's to celebrate them gaining independence from the Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, also June 12th is National Loving Day, which is a time to celebrate your loved ones. But it's also to celebrate, or to remember, I should say, the court case, Loving versus the State of Virginia, in which was about the, which is kind of relevant to the protest, because it was about in marriage between white people and black people. And it was just a coincidence that the guy's last name was Loving. But they won, and the state of Virginia allowed white and black people to marry each other. And so that was a really important step.
Mm-hmm. The next holiday is June 13th, day after tomorrow, is Sewing Machine Day. Sewing machines, I love sewing machines, they help you a lot.
I kind of want to look up what that one was, because I just realized I forgot to click on it. And we remember what happened the last time I forgot to click on something.
But that's for the next holiday.
Okay, yeah, so it just is about the sewing machine. You need to stop rustling your paper. Yeah, I think it was the day the sewing machine was invented. And then June 13th, we have Rosé Day, which
is an alcohol,
as is moonshine. That meant the moonshine thing. I forgot to click on the Moonshine Day holiday, and so I didn't see that it was actually about the type of alcohol. And I'm 12 years old, so I don't know what moonshine is. And my parents laughed at me, and it was the cringiest moment on the podcast. Besides diagnosed with the pandemic. And so
National about that.
National Rosé Day. Have fun.
Don't.
Okay. So we have some topics for you today. Yes. This intro has been shorter than normal. We're gonna have to extend the topics out a bit, which is okay, because there's a lot to talk about.
I'm pretty sure my first topic is pretty long, because I just watched a tea video about it, but we won't get into that.
This
anyways
is a celebrity topic, but it also has to do with the protests. Most all of our topics today have to do with the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement.
So this is a bonus topic before we start. I'm pretty sure that a bunch of people know about the Jake Paul incident. He was charged.
What, the suicide forest?
No.
What? Oh, the looting. Okay.
Yeah. He was charged, and he made an apology video, but I didn't really read into that. Anyways, that was a bonus one before we start with the Madison Beer topic.
God.
Madison Beer is a singer, if you don't know. Hurry. Okay. So, Madison...
Copyright.
Okay, stop. Madison Beer, she went to the protests and took a stage photo with a photographer. People were mad because they thought that she was just there to do a stage photo, but apparently it was much more than that. So there was a bunch of drama, and the photographer was not admitting anything to anybody. Like, they kept saying, oh, that was never happened. That never happened and stuff. But then there was a long DM from Madison Beer to the photographer that was screenshotted. I don't know how. But, and so she said that, she wants them to take it down or at least change the title and, what it was about. Or maybe take it down. And so, the photographer didn't do that. But then Madison Beer got angry because the photographer just... Oh, and there was a lot of drama about how the photographer the photographer was, what just saw her protesting, and just took a picture of her. The picture, if you don't know, it's, her standing, on top of a car, her standing on top of a car and with two signs and a mask on, and then there was a bunch of people next to her, but then she got mad and said that I was protesting, earlier, and that it wasn't a stage photo, and so that's basically the topic, because, it was pretty short, but there was a lot of drama about it, and in Twitter and stuff, and Instagram, and so that's what I got on that topic.
Wait, so, did she know the photographer was taking a picture of her?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure... Because,
if she didn't, why was she standing on a car? Was she,
kneeling on a car.
Oh. I know people have been standing on cars. Never mind. It's so... Yeah. I don't know.
No, this is also, Jake Paul, who took a video for content of the looting and stuff. And there's an actual video, and he got charged, and he went to court.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did.
No, he was... people were watching a video that someone else had taken of the looting, and he was just there. Did he make a video?
Yeah, he was holding a camera.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure the video popped up in, the T video that I watched, but... all the T videos are about celebrities and TikTokers, so, we're not gonna be really talking about that unless there's a video, a podcast dedicated to, celebrities or TikTokers or whatever. Probably not going to be that, but... Anyways.
I mean, yeah. It's slightly disrespectful to just go to a protest to take photos. But if she was actually protesting, I don't think there's that much of a problem with it.
She was.
Okay. Are we sure about that?
Yes.
Though? Okay.
She talked about that, I'm pretty sure on an Instagram Live, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Well,
your topic now. Wait, do you have opinions?
I just
say them. Okay.
I don't know. I just don't like Madison Beer that much. I don't know that much about her, I guess, but good on her if she was actually protesting, and I don't know. I'm just very confused about celebrities and TikTok people and
TikTokers.
That stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so okay,
I've got the mind of
a mastermind. Oh, wait, this one's not related to protesting, but all the others are. 1,000 tons of microplastic rained down on national parks in the wilderness, and then they cut out some of the title because it was really long, every year, study says. And so, apparently, stop rustling your paper!
I'm not.
Stop folding it, because it makes noise, and it's going to show up in the audio.
Okay.
Audio.
Stop it.
But basically, oh my god, I need you to stop.
Okay.
So, there's that, all that stuff, like, by 2050 or whatever, there'll be more plastic than fish in the sea.
Yeah, fish in the ocean. Ocean's more scientifically inclined.
And so I read this article that was about people throwing plastic in the ocean and lakes and stuff, and the water cycle.
Yucky.
And how the plastic, biodegrades over time, and it, becomes smaller, tinier particles. And they call that microplastic, and it, becomes a part of the water, and then it evaporates, goes up into the sky, and then the precipitation, first I guess it condenses into clouds, and then the precipitation stage happens, and all that water with the microplastic in it rains down, and it becomes really bad for, that's a really bad form of pollution, because there's just plastic infused with the ground. And there was a study where they took samples of different kinds of water and dirt, and 98% of it had microplastic in it, which is harmful to.
Stop throwing
the paper! It's angering me.
Can you please stop talking to that pen?
Can you please stop rustling your paper?
I'm just trying to fold it so it looks like more professional.
Okay, well, you're done folding it now. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, so the microplastic in the ground and in the water is really bad for the environment and the organisms living there. So, microplastic in the ground and in the water. Ew. And there's different types of microplastic and different ways the environment receives them. And it's pretty much all bad. And that's going to be a real pressing issue in the coming years, because it's going to be much worse, because 1,000 tons, a ton is 2,000 pounds, so a thousand groups of 2,000 pounds are, I think that's 2 million pounds of microplastic are raining down on the world every single year.
The world
and
the
so
sun.
In a couple of years, there's going to be, just a lot of plastic in the earth, and it's going to start, convincing people to stop throwing their plastic in the sea. And we have a real landfill problem, and hopefully this, sparks people to help fix it, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that topic, microplastic in the seas.
I don't like that. That's rude, and that's really annoying, because, who would even do that to the ocean?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how plastic ends up in the ocean, and I'm not sure how 2 million pounds of it rains down on the world every year. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We're making more plastic than we have anything to do with.
Yeah.
So we're going to need to start recycling a whole lot more. We're going to need to start reusing things a whole lot more. The environment's in a bad place. But the skies are getting clearer because of coronavirus. So that's one of the main things that's the coronavirus is actually doing.
That's
good
scary.
For us. Because less cars and people are out.
The cars that
increasing their carbon footprints. Okay, but yeah. Opinions? Any thoughts on how to fix this?
I don't like this because plastic is horrible. I mean, plastic isn't horrible, but if you throw it into the ocean instead of recycling, then it's horrible. But don't recycle straws unless your recycling plant allows.
Wait,
straws.
Did you know that they're starting to try to find out ways to make edible water bottles so that you can like drink your water and then eat the bottle afterwards?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but it would also help so much, and we wouldn't make any more, like, if you could just do that, then you wouldn't need to make plastic anymore. Right?
Yeah.
And then that means you start wasting less energy to make the plastic. And so, yeah.
So I don't like
plastic. Edible water bottles, guys. Don't just eat the plastic ones, though. Oh, my God. That would be so bad for you.
You would see what the turtles did. If you throw plastic into the ocean, then eat a plastic water bottle.
No, don't.
I mean on purpose. If you do on purpose, then eat a plastic water bottle.
Oh, well, they're not going to eat a plastic water bottle on purpose. Someone's going to have to force feed it to them and shove it down their throat.
Me. Probably.
Just, here, eat this. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're going to have to feel what the turtles feel now. Because I'm the biggest Visco girl you've ever met.
Okay, my topic now?
Yes.
Okay,
Stop playing with the marker.
Sorry.
Stop rustling the paper. Stop playing with that box.
So my last topic for today is Walmart says black hair care beauty products will no longer be locked up in stores. First of all, why were they even locked up in the first place? If you don't want, like, know what this means, it's, like, for those type of people, like, foundation and stuff that was locked up. I don't know why that was even a thing in the first place. That just seems cruel to me. And you shouldn't do that. So, basically, I read up on the article, and there was a Twitter thing. They didn't actually tell us why they locked them up, but it was something to do with something. That's all I know. But anyways,
it's probably some stupid reason that didn't have any basis in fact.
Yes.
It had basis in racism, probably.
Yes.
Because, like, that's something that should be readily available to anyone who needs it. Pretty much. And, like, it's not people's fault that they have different, like, hair types. It's not, like, the store's business to be like, oh my god, no, you have a different hair type, you have a different skin color, we're gonna lock up the stuff you need. Why?
Yeah, because then you go to Walmart and you could have bought something and gave the company money if you went to go buy something with them with that product, but you're just losing customers if you're going to lock up what they need, because
except Walmart shouldn't have customers.
Stop it, Sonia.
No, it has some really bad problems with the like higher ups and the CEOs like
okay
taking money.
There's more of this topic.
Okay, well, I'll continue talking about that at the end.
Yes. So, the next thing is I saw a Twitter post that was linked to the article. I clicked on it, and there was a picture side by side of the hair care products and hair care and beauty products that were locked up in... Don't play with that stuff.
Stop playing with all your stuff that you have over there.
Okay, so then they were locked up
in a different place.
Yes. So they locked them up, and they were like chains on the thing, like chains and big locks, and I didn't like that. But then there was another picture of them now, and it's like in like, and that has like lights on the, and it's all pretty now with the products, and now you're getting more customers, not with the coronavirus, but you're getting more customers if you give the people what they need. Because if you don't do that, then you're losing customers.
Yeah. Well, I had never seen...
That's bad for any store, and not including Walmart. Like, that's bad for any store. Like, not even Walmart.
Just I had store. Never seen those products locked up, probably because I've never been to Walmart. I don't think I've ever been to Walmart in my life. And I've been very proud time. Of that. I have seen, like, razors locked up, and I wonder why. Like, why? Why
would you lock a razor up? And that's...
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Lock a razor is because people can be, like, people can do bad things with razors.
No about that. Okay, but anyway, Walmart's, like, CEOs and, like, superiors, like, in the top levels of the company, there have been, like, 7 of them who have been some of the richest people in the world at times, and a lot of people think that they're, like, embezzling, which, like, would make a lot of sense, and also, like, they don't treat their workers very well at Walmart, and they do, like, illegal things, I'm pretty sure, and, like, maybe I'm not qualified to be talking about this since I'm not, like, a business expert, but I'm pretty sure that it's not good conditions to work in. Anyway, I'm not a fan of Walmart, not a fan of big corporations here in this household, and I think Walmart is one of the worst of them, so.
And yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, true, yeah. Walmart and Chick-fil-A.
Shoot, something never broke. Been Sorry.
To either of them. Don't want to. Yeah, so my next topic, oh boy, we're... This is going to be a short episode.
It's fine.
Okay, but we may need to talk about this one for, like, a while. Here's the headline. All Lives Matter protesters reenacted George Floyd's death as a Black Lives Matter march went by. Okay, this is so disgusting. I read the article, and it was, like, the All Lives Matter, like, protesters, like, okay, sure, all human life matters, okay, but apparently to you, Black lives don't matter, and so you're just trying to cover that up by saying that all lives matter, even though you've been killing Black people in the streets.
Yeah.
And they're the ones horrible. Who need help to even just, like, to just even be accepted. And, like, make people know that they are worthy of living. And I think that's so terrible that that even needs to happen. Because...
Just, like, accept people how they are. God dang it.
It does, like... I don't even know why race could be a deciding factor on whether or not, like, you... Like, you see someone as worthy of life. That's disgusting. That's disgusting horrible. That you could even just, like...
Think that.
Have that mindset of... This person's skin is, like...
A different color.
A different shade than mine.
They're bad because their skin is literally a different color. That is horrible. And that's bad. And I don't like that at all.
And a lot of racism is, like, fear. But it's still not a good reason to make someone feel like they're less than you. Yeah. Or to murder people. So, saying that all lives matter in the midst of the Black Lives Matter protests is, like, that picture that's been circulating, that's been saying this thing where it's, like, my house is on fire.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my house isn't on fire, but all houses matter, so I'm gonna just spray water on my house, even though yours is the one on fire, and it's, like, what? Are you serious?
You can go spray your water on your own house.
Good for you.
This one's burning.
Yeah.
Like, basically, this is what, like, you might think that it's unfair for like, you to just think about one, like, race or anything, like, or a house in that TikTok's thing that we watched. But if the person, race, or house is... literally hurting, burning, or, like, literally anything bad, then you're going to go help this one, even though it might be rude to somebody that you're not doing it to them, because, even though their house has nothing wrong with it. But, yeah, so it's kind of...
But, like, it's just so stupid, like, all the, like, white privilege, male privilege, none of that should be a thing. Like,
everybody's not, like, the same, but, like, everybody's a human, so, like, treat them like that.
Yeah, the reason that saying all lives matter is really not great right now is because the reason the Black Lives Matter protests are happening is because there are a lot of people who don't believe that. And
there are a lot of people who are literally getting murdered.
And the All Lives Matter marchers and protesters, quote-unquote, they don't think that Black Lives Matter, but they're still saying All Lives Matter, and it's stupid, and it's pointless, and it's terrible. So anyway, the article, the topic, so these white supremacist Trump supporters, because they were holding Trump signs, I saw that in the picture.
Yeah.
They were marching, where I assume they knew a Black Lives Matter march was gonna pass by.
Yeah.
And
these sick, they were just beings
generally being stupid
and sick.
And then when the actual protest came by, they pretended for about a minute to reenact George Floyd's murder.
That's horrible.
In a way that was essentially mockery. And
they're fools.
They really are. They're buffoons, the All Lives Matter protesters and the Trump supporters and the
buffoons.
Complete and utter buffoons.
Disrespect. That's disrespectful for, like, almost.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, what? This man was murdered by your people.
And you're gonna care about that All Lives Matter, even though Black Lives Matter are the people who are actually struggling, and they're not.
They shouldn't struggle. It's like, it doesn't need to.
Why
would you make they don't struggle because of themselves. They don't. It's not like their fault.
Nobody should struggle.
White supremacists make them struggle, and it's terrible, and it shouldn't happen.
They shouldn't be struggling.
We're all equal. We should all be equal.
Yeah.
White privilege shouldn't be a thing. Privilege based on the color of your skin should not be a thing.
Yeah, I thought the Martin Luther King thing was, like, we're all peaceful and, like, it's all done with until this. But, like, if people are protesting, that's perfectly fine.
Almost 100% of Black Lives Matter protests, and this is even true for the MLK Jr. days, almost 100% of those protests were entirely peaceful until the cops showed up. Because the police and the law enforcement system is broken.
It's
with racism, and it's just riddled with even the disgusting stuff.
I hate that.
And it doesn't. It shouldn't be.
People don't need to struggle. They, like, you are making them struggle because you guys are, like, people are harming them and literally murdering people. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people are getting, like, shot, and that's, don't do that!
And it's solely because of the color of their skin, and it's mostly by police. And that's, like, the ACAB movement, the all cops are buffoons, because we're not going to curse on this podcast, is, like, you're working in a system that is inherently racist and, like,
unless you're doing the right thing.
No, but that's the point of all cops are buffoons, is that, like, even if you yourself are not racist, the system you're working in is, And so that means you're technically supporting the system, and so the system can be as racist as it wants to. And it can't. That's the thing. It cannot. It should not be a thing that these systems that are supposed to help people and make people feel safe are doing exactly the opposite. And completely, like... I there's not a word for it. Like... I can't find the words for, like, it's annoying that words are not made that should describe things that are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Opinions. I just basically said my opinion. We both said our opinions.
Yeah.
This is... We're so mad. Like, this is horrible. Terrible.
Why would... You can't do this. Sure, all lives matter, but not
at a time when white people are struggling, and that shouldn't be a thing.
White people have white privilege, and so they don't need to protest their worth. Like, it shouldn't even be a thing.
If you're gonna protest, don't do the all lives matter. Do the Black Lives Matter.
Like, America would not be America without immigrants from all over the world, mm-hmm. and different colors of skin,
because America is literally like,
that's America. America is just basically immigrants from all around the world. It would not be here without
immigrants.
You can't just say, oh, what's okay, someone asks you, what's your nationality? There's, and you say American. You're not American. Because you're living in America, you're... Okay, sorry. That's probably wrong, what I just said, but I didn't mean it to be wrong. I meant it to be correct, and it is correct in my brain. And, okay, what I'm saying is, like, white, it doesn't really... I can't explain the things that I think well. Basically... America is called the melting pot for a reason, and that reason is that we got everyone, you know? We've got Black people and Asian people and Hispanic, Latinx people, and we have...
Latinas like me.
Yes, and like me, and like our family is Latinx.
Not my mom, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. We didn't need to start talking about that, but... America would not be here
without immigrants or other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause cultures help us learn. Like, you wouldn't know that much about another country unless you, one, been there or talked about it with another person from that country. And also, you can learn a lot from doing that. So, like, why even make people struggle about that? So.
People sometimes call themselves full-blooded Americans. And that's not a thing.
That's not a thing, because what about your family members?
Because if you're white, that generally means that your family has come from, like, your ancestors were European and they came to America.
If you say you're full American, then you're lying, because what about your very old ancestors?
Yeah, you didn't... You came
Did they
here.
All come from America? No, because America wasn't a thing if your ancestors
Pretty
were that
much
long.
Pretty much, Native Americans are basically the only real Americans. And if you're white and you're calling yourself full-blooded American and you think you own this country, you don't.
Because
you
weren't here first.
Christopher Columbus was a terrible man.
Okay, first of all, if you say you're full-blooded American, then think about your ancestors, because if they're so, like... If, like, they're really, really old and, like, they're, like, really... I don't know how to say this. Like, your ancestors came from a long, 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 long time ago. And when America wasn't even a thing, then you're not full-blooded American unless you have some Native American in it. Because Native Americans are the only people who are full American, like you said.
We have, like...
Because they were here, like...
We have some Inca blood, possibly. And probably... Because, like, our family on one side is, like, South American.
Yeah.
And they come from the general area. But that, like, I don't know. it's hard for me to explain what's in my brain, but basically, America is the melting pot, and we're, the whole thing is made up of just immigrants. It doesn't matter what generation immigrants, it's just, this was an empty space of land at the beginning, and now there are people here because they've moved from other places. And those people are from every walk of life, every color of skin, every culture, and that's really that. And so there shouldn't be any, like, there shouldn't be any discrimination against any of those people.
Yeah. Okay, is that all of our topics?
I think it is. This is going to be a shorter episode.
I have a good game, though.
Oh, you do?
I think we should play Song Association.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, basically, how this game works, if you don't know, it's, like, from Elle. Elle, the Vanity magazine. Fair kind of thing, like, magazine.
Elle.
Yeah. And they do song associations, and you say a word, and then the person, usually celebrity, says, sings a song or, like, says a song that has that word in it. But you have to sing that part of the song,
or else it doesn't count. I'm not gonna sing. Sorry, I'm not gonna sing.
You could just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, I'm gonna give you a word. My word is night.
Like the ones like tonight we are young.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to speak louder, so that counts. That's 1 point for you.
I couldn't do that one without singing, and I hate this game, but I'm gonna play it because it's sort of fun.
Okay,
I also
wait,
hate it.
We could play two more, so I go and then you go and then I go.
Okay.
But then we can play another song. It does involve a little bit of singing, but it's more fun.
You're trying to get me to sing.
No, I'm not.
I'm not gonna sing.
I'm not. You don't have to sing. It's fine.
Give heart.
Your little heart goes pitter.
Oh my god.
Flatter. Easier
no,
fingers.
Mikey. No. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. I'm gonna give you the song.
This is why our games are bad. Is because we take so many empty spaces.
Oh my god. Star.
New star revolution or whatever it is.
No.
Revelation.
Okay. That's from Lolly Rock, if you're not.
It's from a dumb kids show that we used to watch when we were dumb kids.
I'm still a dumb kid, but whatever.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, by the way. We graduated yesterday.
Yes, it's summer break. Today's the first day.
And I got graduated from a summer drink from entire Starbucks. School. A whole entire school. And now I'm at a new whole entire school.
But we're not.
How cool
tell
is that?
It.
No. We're not going to give out our information. But we got a cake. There's a cake for graduation.
Yes.
And I ate some of it right before we started recording, and so did she. And we both ate cake, and it was fun.
And it was fun. And I also got, we also got drinks from Starbucks. I got a summery drink because it's summer. Duh.
Because it's going to close down.
We might do, soft, not our not store. Really. Might not do our store, but whatever. So, we might do, like, two podcast episodes a week and during summer because we don't have, like, any schoolwork to do. But
if
that's
we're up
for,
to it. Because for summertime maybe. Is for relaxation.
So,
and
we don't want to be researching and stuff like that. So, let us know. If you get to Apple Podcasts, I don't know, we're not on Apple Podcasts yet, but when we're on Apple Podcasts, you could leave, oh no wait!
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to get picked up by Podcast Network?
Yeah, should we tell our Instagram for what's new podcast? Yes, okay. The Instagram where you can ask questions and get all the updates on our show is what's_new podcast. You can find us on Instagram and not any other platforms yet, but we're working on it. So
trying to get Twitter, but our parents aren't getting the subtle hints. Very subtle, 100% wink wink subtle, very subtle from this one right here, because I don't want Twitter And so
okay,
we're trying to get Twitter.
Okay.
Mostly for the podcast and for her own needs, but I don't want Twitter.
And we would also be able to research drama on there. So, yeah, okay. So, on our Instagram, you can ask us questions, and we're going to, when we get to maybe a lot of listeners, you can ask questions, and then we will answer them on our show.
Not personal questions.
Not personal questions, but we will answer them about the show, and we will,
maybe personal questions, as long as they're not, like, where do you live, or what are your parents' names?
Okay, stop it. No. No. Don't do that. Okay. So, then we will, we might tell you the name before it actually starts, so you can ask us questions about it, but you can also just ask questions about our show. We will be happy to answer them. We are now on Overcast Podcasts. I'm pretty sure that was the one that we saw last time.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure. I think it's Overcast, but you can check on anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast. That's anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast. All one word, all lowercase, except for anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast is all one word, all lowercase. And so, yeah. We might open up a voicemail where you can ask us, because there's a way you can get voice messages on this. So, for questions and stuff like that, we might add it to our show. So, that's pretty exciting. When we get to a lot of listeners, we might do merch, but that's all I have for that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We thought it was going to be short, but it's our usual length, actually. I hope you guys enjoyed. Would you like to take us out?
Yes, thank you for listening to the What's New podcast. I'm Sonia, and this is my sister Chelsea,
and we'll see you next time.
Bye.